So it appears as if the media has successfully guilt tripped Nebraska football into tweeting about Zach Taylor.
We did it.
Great job, everyone.
We did it. Another agenda completed.
Yep, that damn media. It was just Dirk then. I think Sam may have wrote something about it in his column. I asked Mitch Sherman about it yesterday. It is questionable, right?
Why would you not?
Right, exactly.
What are the replies going to be? Nope, Bill Callahan guy, nope.
So I think that's the underlying tone here. Zach Taylor doesn't get a shout out because he's a Billy C guy. It's definitely odd that it didn't happen before. I don't know that I really would have noticed it because I don't care who doesn't get tweeted about. But if you think about it and how much Nebraska loves talking about their former players and any program, they love talking about their former players that are in the NFL, were in the NFL, all their accomplishments, you know, getting into the Hall of Fame, whatever it is. You have to take advantage of these things while you can. This is what social media is for. Promoting yourself. Nebraska football tweeted a couple hours ago, "This deserves its own tweet. Congratulations, Coach Zach Taylor, on an incredible season. Keep it going."
That first line is a little...
Yeah, they know.
It's a little wink.
They know.
Yeah.
Like I said in the previous hour, they're listening. Now's the time. Your feedback is welcome.
Beer. Sell beer.
Subliminal. We just need to do some subliminal.
Right, you go on with the show.
Yeah.
I'll whisper sell beer for the next two
hours.
For
the entire show. Sell beer. I don't really care about luxury suites.
Tall boys. Tall boy domestics. $10 a pop.
Tom Chattel wrote about that a little bit today in the feedback and the whole survey thing. And so we'll talk about that with him in the 1 o'clock hour. But yes, great job by the media. And
on to our next pet project, my fellow brethren.
What is it? Well, yeah, what's our next thing that we're going to guilt Nebraska into tweeting about as a media? We should actually try and do this. By the way, I'm looking at the responses. About time. Only took you a month. Little late. Best QB we've had post Crouch. Thanks, Billy C. Only after you got called out for not posting about it. Clown, clown, clown emoji.
They're not the Jaguars. Come on.
Man. Well, he just won a playoff game on Saturday, mm-hmm. So it's not that late.
It was the weekend. Monday was a holiday. Once they got into the office today, yeah, they fired off a tweet.
I will say this. We, just as a fan base, I mean, we don't talk about Zach Taylor enough. We talk about quarterbacks over the last 20 years, you know, post-Crouch in the PCE, post-Crouch era. I think most people immediately go to Joe Gans, which is weird because it was less time and it was the same amount of winning and it was the same amount of, you know, it was similar statistics as well. And maybe it was just because Zach Taylor was 2 years and, like, I don't know. Maybe it was just because he played under Bill Callahan, which I don't get. There's been so many different eras of Nebraska football, and especially over the last 20 years. I mean, this is part of your history, too. Like I say with the Baseball Hall of Fame. Just because it happened, and we think, or some people, I don't know who, some people may think that Bill Callahan's the boogeyman or Steve Peterson or blah, 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 all that stuff. Yes, all that happened during that time, but there was still some good things happening. And some players in Nebraska should be proud of. I mean, Nebraska, I mean, Scott Frost brought back Greg Austin, right? Who played under Bill Callahan. I guess it was just Nebraska football player.
Greg Austin. I mean, Greg's Greg, though.
He's his own man.
Yeah. He's not defined by any one coach.
I guess Zach Taylor, or maybe now that Greg Austin's fired, he goes back to being Bill Callahan players.
Well, that's why it didn't work out.
Bill Callahan player, Greg Austin.
Yeah.
By the way, I like Greg Austin. I think he's a pretty good coach, but didn't work out for a variety of reasons. Zach Taylor, now in the club of people who have been recognized. It's weird. But here we are. John emails Connor at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. Zach Taylor and Ty Lue, two pretty successful Nebraska alums. And Nebraska had to be shamed into recognizing their success.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we don't talk about Ty Lue enough.
Well, the Ty Lue thing.
Around these parts.
The Ty Lue thing took a long time. And then they finally brought him back. And now since then they've recognized him, you know, as an, like, they take credit for him as an NBA head coach, which is, that's just, it seems weird, but it's kind of just what you do. If you got an alum at that level, you just do that. Why did it take so long? You're totally right, John. It's just, they kind of had to be shamed. I mean, by the way, and not, like I said, with football during the last, you know, 20 or so years, it's not always these teams that we want to remember, or these great teams, but there were some good players during those times. Nebraska basketball does not do a very good job at recognizing definitely that period of time, but really recognizing its past at all. There is a real disconnect, and I don't know what it is, but it's been this way for a while. And they've done these alumni weekends, and it's always the same guys who come back. Some guys who still live here, some guys who they bring in. But it's usually always the same guys from every decade worth of Nebraska basketball players. There seems to be some sort of a disconnect between the alumni and the former players. The alumni and current coaching staffs. Maybe it's just that it's not on the radar. Maybe it's the fact that they didn't have success and Nebraska wants to, like, you know, they want to build something new. And I get that point of view. I get that perspective.
Basketball team's sort of in this weird spot where it's like, okay, we can't acknowledge the team from that year because then we are going to get roasted for celebrating a team that went 10-20 or whatever.
And there's also this. I mean, some of their most liked players over the last decade, you know, which would include the one NCAA tournament appearance for Nebraska basketball. I mean, some of those guys are still playing, so it's tough to bring them back or recognize them or honor them. And then you always want to highlight your guys that are actually in the NBA. Like, you know, you see a lot of stuff about Delano Banton, who's in the G League, and Isaiah Roby. Like, you see a lot of stuff about those guys, but it's interesting. I'd say if there's anybody out there who had success at your place and that fans enjoy, it builds connection with the program, regardless of how good you are. Zach Taylor is absolutely included in that category. And by the way, it's not like they were bad. They won the Big 12 North. Just odd who they choose to and who they don't. Let's see here. We'll have NFL reaction, overreaction here in just a little bit. Why don't we take a break? I'll come back and talk a little bit of Nebraska basketball. Just one little big picture thought on them from last night. Little big picture fault. And then we'll talk some QBs in the NFL. Tom Chattel at 1, Robin Washett at 1:30. Plenty still to come on a Tuesday installment of the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.